Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Three topics. Everybody has to weigh in. We've got to do it in 3 seconds less than 3 minutes. It is a 177-second survey. For the most part, kind of love and romance based.
Okay.
I was like, what's the word I'm looking for?
I'm going to crush this game.
Love and romance based. 177. I'm waiting for the question to come up in this computer. It's funny. I don't know if anybody else has to deal with this. Early in the morning, until I've done like four things with this computer, it's
on a struggle bus from like 5 to like 6:30.
Yeah, it's like your significant other that hates getting up in the morning. Oh. You know what I mean? It takes them like 10 minutes to get out of bed. It's like, enough.
We get it.
All right, here we go. So I talked to a friend of ours that's really excited about a first date she just went on. She said it was perfect. Can't wait to see the guy again. The problem is, she said he's super busy at work. He runs a restaurant. She wants to know, is it weird if she just shows up at the restaurant with a girlfriend just so she can see this guy? Stalker or a good idea, Spence?
I think that's incredibly sweet. And she can check up on him and make sure he's not flirting with the other waitresses.
Kayla Jo Walker?
Stalker, 100%. I have bartended before and had a significant other that I was just like going on like two dates with show up. And it was super, super weird because you feel like you have to accommodate them the whole time.
Little Jess?
Girl, go get yourself some dinner and check on your man.
My wife used to love it when I would just kind of pop into the bakery when she was working, you know, down there on the strip. But I'd usually call first. Yeah. I think it's a bad idea. You're too early. So this dude he proposed to his girlfriend once already. She said no and gave him a list of reasons why. Now he's going to go in for a second try, and he thinks a big public proposal will be sure to change her mind. Is this a good idea, or is he just setting himself up for a massive public humiliation? Kayla.
Be prepared that she is going to say no. You're going to be humiliated, and your relationship is probably going to fail after that.
Little Jess.
Yeah, don't set yourself up like that. That's a bummer.
Spence.
Yeah, the fact that she gave him a list tells me that even if it does, if he cracks and it gets her to marry him, he's going to be dealing with lists the rest of his life.
the other side of that. That's interesting. But if she gave him a list and he believes he's now checked everything off the list,
it's still, you're going to be horribly ridiculed by your friends the rest of your life. She says no.
Sucky relationship.
Yeah.
And then moments ago, when we asked the youngins, tell us about Valentine. What is Valentine's Day?
Well, they have both of their tongues, and they put it together.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Spence and I both grew up in split households, so we got to take a pass on this one.
Thankfully, never saw my mom engaged in such activity.
Well, that's the thing. Little Jess, how far have you seen your parents go?
I walked in on my dad, bucking naked on the bed. That's okay, as far as I've seen.
But how far have you seen them go?
Just a smooch.
Kayla.
Oh, yeah, peck. No, I'm pretty sure that my parents, like, when I would be watching TV, they would be making out behind me because, like, you could kind of hear it. But besides that, no, it's like, I mean, you know what it sounds like. I'm not going to make the mouth noises, but I'm pretty sure, like, I never have seen them do anything other than just mwah.
Oh. Time's up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's time to match the stars. Hey! It's Valentine's Day match game on the Jeff Buchanan Show. Little Jess, who is contestant number one, please?
She's a top performing sales manager from Summerlin, Veronica Peterson.
Damn right she is. Hi, Veronica. Not just a sales manager, a top performing sales manager. That's right.
That's right.
And who is contestant number two?
She's a nurturing nurse from the Southeast, Karen Smith.
That's right. Not just any old nurse. Hey, Karen, good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
We flipped a coin backstage, and Veronica, you get to choose, and you get to go first. Would you like option A or option B?
Option A.
Okay. Dumb Donald. So here's how it works. Don't blurt out your answer until we ask, you know, because everybody's got to buzz in. And then, oh, by the way, how will we know you buzzed in?
Karumba.
And how will we know you buzzed in?
Yeah.
No, you just don't say anything until I ask you.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Dumb Donald is so dumb.
How dumb is he?
Jeez.
That's how they did it back in the day.
That is my favorite thing.
While shopping for Valentine's Day at the grocery store, he skipped right past the florist and instead bought his wife a dozen blank. Dumb Donald is so dumb.
Karumba.
While shopping for Spence's in. Kayla's in. Dumb Donald is so dumb that while shopping for Valentine's Day at the grocery store, skipped right past the florist and instead bought his wife a dozen blank. Veronica, what's your answer?
A dozen chocolates.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, all right. A dozen chocolates. We're trying to match a dozen chocolates. Kayla.
I said clams. Dozen clams.
Dozen clams. No one's ever going to match that. I don't know. Who's ever going to?
I didn't know they sold clams by the dozen. That's interesting.
I don't know.
Who's going to match that ever? Spence, Dumb Donald is so dumb while shopping for Valentine's Day at the grocery store. He skipped right past the florist and instead he bought his wife a dozen and we're looking for chocolates.
Yeah, Veronica, I'm sorry, I said a dozen eggs.
Oh, that's a dozen eggs. Oh, that's a good one, though. Not a match. None for Veronica.
Sorry, Veronica.
All right, sorry, Veronica. Yes. Karen, here's yours. Yes. Don't answer until we tell you, okay?
Okay.
Ariana Grande must really be struggling this Valentine's Day. It's been reported that Ariana just got a tattoo of blank on her hand. Ariana Grande must really be struggling this Valentine's Day. It's been reported that she just got a tattoo of blank on her hand.
Karumba.
Spence is in. Kayla's writing furiously.
I don't know. I'm trying to think real quick.
Crossed them out.
Sorry.
Crossed them out. Are you not in yet?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to think. Hold on.
That answer's pretty good.
Stick with that.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet that answer's a winner. Because you know how they always peaked and they helped each other.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande must really be struggling this Valentine's Day. It's been reported that she just got a tattoo of blank on her hand. Karen, what's your answer?
Japanese barbecue, like teppanyaki, I think.
Another Japanese barbecue. It's actually not a trivia question. It's just your.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's gonna happen. Do you want to change your answer? You're taking this much too literal. Have you ever watched Match Game? Seriously.
I got the dozen eggs.
This is a serious question, Karen. Have you ever watched Match Game in your life?
No, I haven't.
God, are you so screwed? Okay. So what is it? So you want to go with Japanese barbecue?
Okay, I'll go. Can I go last or can they go?
No, the whole point is we have to match you. So we write down what we think you're going to say,
If you go last, the game's way too easy.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Okay. So Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande must really be struggling this much like this game. She must really be struggling this Valentine's Day. It's been reported that she just got a tattoo of blank on her hand. I'd go with Japanese barbecue, honestly. I'd just go with that. Yeah, just go with that. Japanese, Kayla, what did you say?
I said Pete Davidson.
Got a tattoo of Pete Davidson. Yes. That's the obvious, maybe.
And then I went a little less happy because she's struggling. I went with Mac Miller.
God, none of that's funny.
No.
It's
very dark of you.
That's terrible. There are no scores after the first round, and We're all really bummed out.
We bring it down.
Yeah, round two. Veronica and Karen, in what may be the last time we ever play match game ever.
Wake up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's Valentine's Day match game.
Yay!
When we last left our contestants, Veronica from Summerlin and Karen from the Southeast, they were deadlocked at zero. A battle to the death in Valentine's Day match game. Veronica, are you ready for round two?
I am.
Are you sure?
Yes.
We're pretty sure we're ready too. All right, here's yours. It's not really a question. But remember, don't answer until we call on you. Give them a chance to write down their answers, and then we'll see if you can match them.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye went above and beyond this Valentine's Day. He gave Kim a giant, life-sized, solid chocolate replica of his blank.
Carumba.
Yeah.
Kayla's in right away. Kanye went above and beyond this Valentine's Day. He gave Kim a giant, life-sized, solid chocolate replica of his blank, Veronica.
I automatically thought one thing, but I'll be good and not say that.
Okay, I gotta be honest.
The idea is to match, and you know who you're dealing with right now, correct?
His name is Spence. Do you know Spence?
Hello, I'm Spence.
You may know me from great shows like the Jeff Buchanan Show and Spence's Song of the Week.
Well, yeah, my mind would say of his penis?
That's a clinical term. You're fine.
But they call it all the manuals.
We're matching member. Kayla, Kanye went above and beyond this Valentine's Day. He gave Kim a giant life-size. By the way, she may already have one. But he gave Kim a giant life-size solid chocolate replica of his blank.
His face.
That makes a lot of sense. Uh-huh. Not a match, though. Spence, will you be matching that?
Veronica, I wrote dong.
Yeah! One for Veronica!
All right, Veronica's got a match. Karen, you know what you got to do. You got to match at least one, if not both, for you to be able to stay in the game, okay?
Okay.
She says with confidence.
Colton from The Bachelor. Do you know who Colton is, Karen?
Yes.
What's the?
I haven't watched it, though.
So. What's the one big characteristic of Colton? Do you know?
I know one thing he doesn't do since I was watching it on Island.
Yeah, he's a virgin.
He's a virgin,
right?
Yeah.
He's a virgin, right?
Virgin.
Colton, a virgin on The Bachelor, may not be a virgin anymore.
Okay.
Leading up to Valentine's Day, he gave one of the girls blank. Colton, a virgin on The Bachelor, may not be a virgin anymore. Leading up to Valentine's Day, instead of a rose, he gave one of the girls blank.
Carumba.
Spence's in.
Yeah.
Kayla's in. All right, Karen, Colton, you need at least one to stay in the game. Colton, who's, you know, everybody knows he's a virgin on The Bachelor, might not be a virgin anymore leading up to Valentine's Day. Instead of a rose, he gave one of the girls blank. What's your answer?
I'm thinking of the most obvious one, his virginity.
His virginity. She's in with his virginity. Can we match his virginity, Kayla?
I put dong.
Breathe.
It just doesn't feel natural coming out of my mouth.
What does it?
Stop. Scale of 1 to 25. How embarrassed are you right now?
Oh my God. I'm like 90.
Your mother might be listening.
She might be.
Oh, now the tears have started. Oh, that's great. We're trying to match virginity. Spence, what did you say?
Well, originally I was going to go with what Kayla said, but instead I went with far worse. I said chlamydia, Chet.
Oh, no!
No!
It's not a match! It's not a match. Veronica, you're going to be the winner of the not one but two Chet Buchanan Show shirts. And Karen, we have nice parting gifts for you as well. So please, everyone hang on. And thank you for playing the Valentine's Day match game with the Chet Buchanan Show. Yeah, thank you, stars.
Yeah. Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.